Welcome to another episode of Follow the Brand. I am your host, Grant McGaugh, CEO of Five Star BDM, a five-star personal branding and business development company. I want to take you on a journey that takes another deep dive into the world of personal branding and business development using compelling personal story, business conversations, and tips to improve your personal brand. By listening to the Follow the Brand podcast series, you will be able to differentiate yourself from the competition and allow you to build trust with prospective clients and employers. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. Make it one that will set you apart, build trust, and reflect who you are. Developing your five-star personal brand is a great way to demonstrate your skills and knowledge. If you have any questions for me or my guests, please email me at grant.mcgaugh, spelled M-C-G-A-U-G-H, at 5-star BDM, B for brand, D for development, M for masters.com. Now let's begin with our next 5-star episode on Follow the Brand. To the Follow the Brand podcast. I am Grant McGaugh, CEO of 5-Star BDM, where we help you build a 5-star brand that people will follow. Today, we're diving into a world of possibilities where your brand can serve a higher purpose and make a profound impact. Picture this: humanizing your brand, embodying the spirit of your team, and leaving an indelible mark. We have the privilege of exploring this visionary concept with none other than Abdul Muhammad II, a digital technology and social media specialist based in Honduras. In our latest podcast episode, Abdul's journey is nothing short of awe-inspiring. From launching Anatron Media Technologies back in 1998 to his remarkable transition into the social impact sector with MDM Ventures, he is a beacon of inspiration. With passionate fervor, Abdul shares his invaluable experiences, profound insights, and unveils the Trifecta X formula, the secret sauce to seamlessly blending profitability with purpose. In today's conversation, we'll delve deep into this transformative concept, understanding how it played a pivotal role in the Quality Life Center of Southwest Florida. This center stands as a testament to the remarkable impact achieved by aligning passion, people, and profit. Abdul paints a vivid picture of his father's unwavering mission to make education accessible to all, regardless of their economic circumstances. But that's not all. We'll wrap up our discussion by shining a spotlight on the commendable work of the Quality Life Center of Southwest Florida. It serves as a beacon of hope through arts, character education, and community engagement. Abdul's compelling narrative reveals how this organization has been instrumental in uplifting the community. Get ready to embark on a journey filled with inspiration, impact, and transformation, guided by the wisdom of Abdul Muhammad II. Let's get started on the Follow Brand podcast, where we are building a 5-star brand that you can follow. Hey, everybody, this is the Follow Brand podcast with Grant McGaugh. We're going to talk to someone all the way down in Honduras, Central America. We're going to talk about some marketing. We're going to talk about some branding. We're going to talk about some techniques and technologies that have gotten Abdul Muhammad II fired up. He says, man, this is not just my job. This is my mission in life. So we want to have him introduce himself and get us rolling on the Follow Brand podcast. Abdul, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on, Grant.
Well, man, I couldn't do another show without you. Let's put it like that. You come highly, highly recommended from our mutual friend over at iCava, Jerome Hutchinson. And I got a chance to meet you through that organization. And I'm seeing some of the work that you're doing. I'm very, very interested and continue to work with you. So just to get us started, give us some background, give us some context over your 20-year history. Like, how did you get into this business and what keeps you in this business?
Great question. So I started way back in, when was that? Gosh, in 1998. That's when I started my web development company called Anatron Media Technologies out of Gainesville, Florida. I'm a University of Florida alum, go Gators.
Right.
And that's where I started my web development company. And 10 years later, I was able to sell that company to a big advertising agency in Fort Lauderdale. And that sort of shifted my direction, going from small to medium sized business to large businesses and working on social media and digital technology. And when I first started, I started as a web developer. And not me per se as a web developer, but I started a web development company. And it took me all but my first web development project to figure out, hey, I'd rather do the sales and and that's about it. I'm not going to sit here all night and do code. That just wasn't my thing. And you know, right away, I saw the opportunity, but I also quickly looked at where my strengths were and decided to follow that and then find people who were a lot smarter at doing the coding and doing the design than I was. And I focused on the business side of things. And, you know, I was successful at really working to develop software that integrated. At the time, there was no integration between the MLS system and the internet, meaning people couldn't see properties online. They had to have access to the MLS via a broker or a realtor. And so this is back in the day. I'm talking when it was dial-ups and AOL, you know. We were one of the first who were actually creating technology and programming that was able to dynamically pull property listings into a website and customize that experience, and also customize who the listing was actually owned by, right? And so what we did there was really open up the door for a lot of realtors and that whole digital marketing trend. And we took off. This was back before the 2008 real estate drop. So it was an exciting time. And that was right around the time that I was able to successfully sell my company and move into working with a large advertising agency. And at that time, it was a $1 billion ad agency in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And at that time, we had clients like White Castle and Friendly's and Papa John's and, you know, big brands like that. So I went from working with small entrepreneurs and small, medium-sized businesses and a lot of realtors and entrepreneurs to big Fortune 500 companies. And that was a big expansion for me in regards to my skill set, both from the technology and marketing standpoint, but also from a personal development standpoint. Real difference working with entrepreneurs and then getting into the fast-paced advertising corporate environment. And so in 2008 is when I sold that company. And then I stayed with the big advertising agency, Zimmerman, for about 3 years before heading over to RBB Communications. And at the time, it was a PR company, and they brought me in as the vice president of digital development to build out the capabilities inside of that PR and media operation. And I built out digital capabilities, adding in social media, adding in digital marketing, buying, web development, et cetera. And over the course of 5 years, was able to help that company double in revenues. And then I became a partner and chief digital officer. And so I stayed there for another 2 years, so a total of 7 years there. And then I resigned, withdrew my partnership, and started MDM Ventures. And that was really all about really aligning a little bit more with my ethos. And although I loved my time at both Zimmerman and RBB, I learned a whole heck of a lot, met even better people, and expanded my network and skill set, et cetera. At the end of the day, it was really all about making money, as opposed to really doing things that filled me up and my passion. And so when I started MDM Ventures in 2020, right before COVID and the pandemic hit, when I went out to start that company, I really was focused on businesses that were committed to social impact, businesses that had some semblance of not just all about making the money, but about being contribution to the planet. And those areas were very interesting to me and where I felt I would have the greatest impact and also have the alignment that you were talking about earlier, where I'm excited, even if I'm working, I'm passionate about it. So it's not really work because I'm working with people that share a similar ethos as me, and I'm able to really be contribution on the planet while I'm making money. And that to me is the true metric of success. And so it took a little bit of a mindset shift for me to get to that place. And I've been super blessed to be able to create the life that I want to live and be able to do the things that I want to do. and also make money and be contribution to the planet. And I really feel like for most people at their core, that's really what it's about. And they just don't really have the direction, the setup, the strategy, or the know-how to get there. And so that's really what I'm all about, working with businesses, entrepreneurs, and owners, and also community leaders who are really committed to not only making the money, but also having some positive impact on the planet while doing so.
Well, that I'm seeing that as a trend now, that is really the focus, especially this newer generation that's coming up. It's not all about the salary. It's not all about the bottom line and the Wall Street readout, right? It's like, okay, that's great. You say, okay, what did you do with that money? What are you doing? That's like fuel, right? That's like having, you know, gasoline, but you have a car. Where's your destination? Where are you going? What are you really doing that's making contributions? And like you said, to life. Life is everybody and everything, right? Whether it's the earth, whether it's all the living things on the earth, and specifically obviously humanity. And I think that message, that particular type of branding is gaining a lot of traction. And being able to say, this is what we're doing with the resources that we've got. So talk to me about, you've got this thing called People Brand Technology with your new ventures company. Talk to us about that.
So that's a great question. And again, I just want to reflect back that it's about time that's the trend, right? It's about time. And when you look back historically at how many people and organizations that have made so much money that their grandkids can't spend the money, but they're miserable, right? And from how we used to, society looks at it, they were successful, but they're miserable. Their health is out of whack. They're curmudgeons. They're angry people. They got all the money in the world, but their lifestyle, who they are and how they show up is just not at all there. And so finally, I'm so glad, finally, that has been the trend where people are realizing that there's this evolution. There's a higher consciousness that has the ability to sort of have the best of both worlds. You can also have money and also be contribution. And so when it comes to people, brand, and technology, we start with the people, because at the end of the day, you do business with people. Even though it's a business, people do business with people, right? And so we start with people. And oftentimes, who the people are is not reflected, and it's not reflected in an articulate way most times in the brand, right? And so you may have some great business owners, but you look at their brand and it's kind of like, when you talk to them, you're like, man, this person's awesome, right?
Right.
And so it's about what we call the trifecta X formula, which is people, brand, technology. And these are the three greatest force multipliers in my mind in regard to growth and profitability. When you align the people, and the people are reflected in the brand, and then the brand is scaled, right, with velocity using technology, this is where you have that trifecta X formula that really allows you to accelerate growth and profitability. And so my company focuses on that. We make sure that we're able to work with the individuals who are leading the organization, whether it's the owners or the C-suite executives, and make sure that the mindset is there, right? A lot of times you got burnout, and this we come from this society of hustle, 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 you sleep when you die, and all of that kind of stuff, right? Which is that old school mentality, right? That's not the way. You don't have to do it that way, right? And so when you look at the people, we focus on, we know that the business is only as good as the people who are running it. Mm-hmm. No matter how good the concept is, the vision and the strategy, if the people inside aren't able to execute, aren't skilled, don't have the mentality, the wherewithal, in order to reflect and show up in the way that the brand, principle, vision, et cetera, wants it to, then you got nothing, right? And so we start with the people. Our services provide executive training. We focus on making sure that the mindset, the heart set, and the skill set are all revved up and matched. And then we bring that into the brand, right? So there are certain principles that we bring into the brand, and we make sure that that's shown visually. We make sure that's articulated in every form of communication, whether it's email, social media, digital, et cetera. We look at all of those communication channels, and we make sure that the essence of the people who are running it are effectively communicated, and that people are left feeling the way the people, would have them feel, right? You know how when you walk into a room, we do networking, and somebody comes in with a little energy, you know, you might not remember exactly what they did, et cetera, but you will never forget them and how they left you feeling, right?
True.
And so our whole thing is about how we humanize the brand. So the brand acts as an individual when you start to pull in the essence of the people and communicate that effectively with the brand. And then, of course, the technology, like I said, that's just sort of the ability to scale those people, the ability to actually have exponential force when it comes to combining these, what we call the trifecta X formula, the people, brand, and technology, with a focus on growth and profitability. And the reason why I want to bring that to a head is because when you bring those components to social impact players, then that's where we really start to see transformation in the planet. That's where we really start to see communities that are underserved or communities that haven't been heard, that are just as good, that have great people, that also have a tremendous amount of buying power, that we're able to sort of galvanize that stuff around a particular cause. So we really enjoy doing that and bringing those three things together as the way that we allow our clients to find unlocked and hidden opportunities and really focus that on growth and profitability.
Well, you're doing that at a high level. I noticed you're doing some work at the Quality Life Center of Southwest Florida, and that you've been speaking about some transformative impact, whether it's the arts, you know, character education, I think you call that ACE, and other at-risk children. So you're now really looking at the social cause, you're looking at the social fabric and then working with them. And I love how you're working with mindset, because you've got to have some confidence, right? And then you're taking that to an artistic value. Because when people think about, you know, branding and marketing, that's the artistic, that's the delivery of the creative. But you, that all comes and it all sources from the people. And you're doing that in South. Talk to us a little bit more about these programs.
Yeah, absolutely. This is, I'm so blessed because my father, who started Quality Life Center of South Florida over 30 years ago, we moved down from New York City. I was born in Harlem, and it was rough back in the day. It ain't the Harlem of today. The Whole Foods and all that pretty stuff. This is back in the day, Harlem. Crackheads and everything. We want to get the heck out of Harlem. It wasn't nobody I knew that lived in Harlem wanted to stay in Harlem. We all wanted to get out. But anyway, when we moved down to Florida, my dad noticed that there was a dearth of services that addressed the needs of a particular population, a population that looks like me and a population that grew up in a similar socioeconomic condition or bracket that we did. And so he started Quality Life Center. And my parents and my family have always prided ourselves on, regardless of how much money you have, you know, we're not like how you hear, when I get $1 billion, then I start to give back. I got to make all the money first, and then I can start to help other people. You know, tomorrow's not promised, and you could die. And Lord God, Yahweh, Jehovah, Allah, whoever you want to call it, the universe, etc., put you here on the planet to do something. Not wait till you make some money to do something, but do something right now with what the universe has blessed you with. And with that energy, my father, regardless of what he had, has always been a giver. And so growing up, yeah, I look like him and I have the same name. So eventually I got to follow in those footsteps. But he started Quality Life Center because he understood that education, access to your mind, is the power. That's where you get the power from. And you could take anything from someone, but you can't take what they've learned. You can't take the skill set from them. And so to transform communities, rather than looking at government and looking at somebody else for a handout, there are things that we can do right now. And it was one of the lessons that I learned early on. Focus on what you can control. And what you can control is your education, what you learn, your skill set. And so that's why we started first with that program. And looking at how do you shift the generations to come, you got to start with the youth. You know, you got to start with the youth. You know that old adage, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, right? So we have to get to the mind of the youth. And, you know, this is by design. You look at the way entertainment and culture, you know, it targets the youth so that we grow up with a certain reflection in our minds. So that's why the ACE program, Arts, Character, and Education, was the first core component to Quality Life Center. Got to hit the youth. And so we were able to develop a safe space because kids after school were out on the streets. There's all kinds of struggles and trauma out on the streets for us. It's different when you're growing up in the suburbs and in a rich neighborhood, and when you got a nice home with computers and all kinds of pool to swim in and community centers and things like that. When you growing up on the street, brother, it's hard to just get home. You might get jumped. You get in your butt whooped. There's drugs. There's gang violence. There's all kinds of things that will get at you. So one of the first things we had to do was to establish a safe space for the youth so that they could have a calm mind. Because as you know, when you're in fear, when your mind is flying off and you're in fear, that's in the amygdala, right? You're in fight or flight. You really don't have access to the prefrontal cortex where problem solving, learning, empathy, compassion, all of that stuff takes place. So you got all these kids that are in a state of trauma all of the time, scared, fearful. I was one of them. Little dude, you know, scared. Like, oh, man, I'm got to watch out. You hear gunshots and stuff, man. That's no way. That's no way.
This episode is brought to you by Five Star BDM. Five Star BDM is a professional consulting and advisory group keenly focused on business development services for small to mid-sized businesses and entrepreneurs. Although every business is unique, they often share challenges that can be addressed through smart branding. Services include process improvement and operations, digital strategy and transformation, business intelligence, digital marketing, and personal branding. Our five-star business and personal branding company has helped a number of professionals and organizations to optimize and grow. The result is more business, more opportunities, better reach, positive outcomes. Please visit www.5starbdm.com to learn more and view all the episodes of Follow the Brand.
Active sponge that's going to absorb information that can then be used in a productive way. So the first thing that my father was able to do was establish that safe space and to be able to provide access to education. And what we know is, you know, especially kids, we ain't really interested in the education necessarily, right? So how do you get the kids involved and engaged? And that's where the arts came into play. And so the acronym is ACE, Arts, Character, and Education. But the reality is we really wanted to educate. You got to educate to elevate the mind state. But how do we get people interested in education? We were able to open up the arts. And arts has always been a magnet because every person who's born is born into this world with an artistic expression. I know everybody, I'm not artistic. That's because you were taught not to be artistic. But everybody is born with this creative, expressive, both using the right and the left brain. There's no such thing as you're all right brain, left brain. You were born with the whole brain. You should be using it all, right? And so that is the creative side as well. We were all born with it. And so we were using the arts as access to engage with the youth so that they would have fun and also encourage others to come join. So we had arts programs like martial arts, you know, performing arts, etc., as the anchor that kept the kids there and busy. And while we're able to show them, just like I was, my dad, he was in the military, came back fourth degree black belt. I was in martial arts since I was 7, 8 years old. Teach you discipline, yes. Right? And no matter where you come from, if you don't have discipline, it's kind of what you going to really accomplish, right? So it was access to teaching discipline through martial arts, through the performing arts, et cetera. So that's where you start getting into the character, because the quality of our character, as Dr. Martin Luther King says, you know, has a direct correlation with how we show up in the world, right? And so we focused on getting them in the door with the arts and then using the arts as a tool to show and teach character, so that the mind is ready and open. And like we talked about earlier, moved into that prefrontal cortex, through breathing, through meditation, so that your mind and your body is optimized for education. And that just is the whole core component. Now, our program was for youth between 5 years old and 17. And it had been so for about 30 years. But probably about 4 or 5 years ago, around the time when I started to get a little bit more engaged with Quality Life Center as the chief growth officer, you know, the new vision is really looking at how do we expand those services beyond just the youth Because what we saw is that over 30 years, our kids were coming through, and we had over 90% of our youth not only graduating, but graduating from college. Not only graduate from college, but over 70-some percent of them going into MBAs, et cetera. But the thing is that just like me, when you graduate, you become successful. Nobody was going back to the hood.
Oh, yeah. Nobody was going back there.
Right. No, exactly. So what happens is you can understand is that in the population that we served in Fort Myers, Florida, where we first started doing it in Lee County, you got the median household income was right around $27,500. The median household income for the state is almost double that. Right. So we had some serious problems. Now, we were doing a great job getting these youth who came through our program up and, you know, forward mobility and et cetera and career. But then they're gone. So there's nobody giving back. So you don't really transform the community. You transform in individuals in the community who are coming out doing great things.
That's right.
That's right. So we had to figure out what's next. What's that next step? And that expansion got us into understanding that we need to create a program that deals with the mindset and also a program that deals with providing opportunities for entrepreneurs and for businesses to want to stay and giving them a reason why, right? And the first thing we got to do is no one wants to stay in a place in a city that's violent, that's dirty, that's got bad mentality, that, you know, has these things. But these things are not because of race. They're not even because of money and poverty. These things are a direct reflection of the mindset of the individuals who are allowing that environment to be where they reside. And so we got to take ownership and responsibility. Can't just be looking at it and you can't put money at it. You got to get to the root of it, which is the mindset.
I 100% agree with what you said as far as that mindset, because the programming or the access to certain information that, that we've had over some generations. You can look back in your time in Harlem and whatnot, and you see how, hey, it's the same location, but now it's even changed here in 2023. What is really going on? What's really changing? Well, you have to look at what are you consuming on a daily basis as far as information? What are you getting your insight from? What are you modeling? What is positive for you? And what does that really look like? Especially in some of our youth and what we're talking about, like what are you really holding up high on your shoulders as an accomplishment? So we've got to make some of these things more accessible and more desirable. You're doing that. So when you look at what you're doing with MB Ventures, what you're doing with social impact, you're merging your branding and your business objectives together into this tapestry that's making change happen. I applaud you for that. Talk to us more. We're going to wrap up here soon. But talk to us more about your goals. How do you see this happening even at the higher level as you move forward? What are you doing now with that Cabo? How do you see yourself? What is this going to look like for you in the next 12 months, 24 months, 36 months?
It's a great question. Well, right now I'm really focused on how do I get to the leaders of the communities, of the communities that I feel are underserved and that need the greatest sort of care and engagement. And so get to the leaders and to teach the leaders, provide those leaders with mindset, education, with understanding how the brain works, with understanding how they can be less stressed out and more productive so that they can go to the communities that they serve and have greater impact. And so, you know, I'm really focused on putting together curated experiences that sort of take these leaders outside of their environment so that they have a safe space to be able to be present and absorb mindset training and also how to integrate that into their business and community in an effective way. And so rather than me just doing it, you know, through Quality Life Center and me directly one-on-one, how do I scale that? And I look at that as being able to bring together influential leaders and have them focus for 3 to 5 days in international areas and really provide them with the tools and the resources and the support so that they can have greater impact in their community. So that's what we're working on. Right now, I just got back from Medellin, We're in Mexico, we're in Cayman Islands, and really trying to curate these amazing experiences that enrich the lives of the leaders. I was at a place where one time I was burned out and I had to figure out how I could keep going, right? You know, it's tough being an entrepreneur on many different levels. It's really, really tough. And so oftentimes we don't have support. We don't have a lot, especially people who look like me, right? A lot of times we don't have support. And so it's about how do we create community and environment? That's why I love the great work that our mutual friend Hutch is doing with Icava, brilliant brother, just doing the great work. One of my big inspirations, really pulling together community. But really, how can I, you know, be contribution to these communities so that they have greater impact? And that's really what my work looks like right now. I'm focused on providing strategy for executives, business owners, and entrepreneurs who are also interested in social impact. And then also companies who are looking for fractional C-suite services. A lot of companies that are, you know, and you, it's funny, companies that are between $5 million to about $30 million, they're companies that are struggling. They're in this kind of sweet spot. They're not so big and they're not too small. They're profitable. They're making money, but they struggle oftentimes and they don't usually have the budget to hire, you know, experienced C-suite executives. And so we created that fractional C-suite model we've taken on so that we're able to provide high-level executives who get paid, you know, $250,000 to $500,000 working for these big companies we used to work for. But we're now focused on social impact and these smaller companies between five sweet spots, between 5 million and 30 million, and those companies, and then saying, look, you don't need us full time. So we have that fractional. You're still getting that expertise of a $250,000 to $500,000 executive, but you're paying a fraction of the cost and having that same, if not greater, impact. And we're aligning the companies, with individuals who are these seasoned executives that also are heart-centered people that really care about the brand. And when you have care and talent, it's endless. It's unlimited where you can go. And so, that's really where we're working with is providing that fractional C-suite service. And we really look at chief marketing officer, chief digital officer, and chief growth officer as our offering. And then we also provide the executive coaching and training where we're upskilling executives and a lot of people that we find out there, they're making a lot of money, but they're not happy, as I mentioned earlier. And so these highly successful A-type personalities who are making gobs of money, but they're unhappy, they're unhealthy, they wish they were living life passionately, they have something to say, but they don't really know how to say it and how to get out there. We work directly with them and coach and train them to really find their passion, get aligned, and get out there and have greater impact.
No, all of those things. First of all, I want you to reach every single one of those goals. So I am your hero in that respect. I want to see that happen. I'm going to help you make that happen. That's why we're on the Follow Brand right now. Get your message out there. If I had to ask you just one last question, as far as the messaging that we're seeing right now, that our youth are consuming, that is creating the mindset that you talked about earlier, if you can impact that, can we start to impact what's consumed in the social media area from a brand master perspective? I'm putting you in, you're in the brand master series. What kind of messaging would you like to see that will be attractive, first of all, to the youth? Because you kind of talked about that with art, music, other things. What kind of branding would you like to see make a change and a difference?
That's a great question. And actually, one of my passions, one of the first companies I started under MDM Ventures is a company called Ready Made Entertainment. And Ready Made Entertainment, it's all about creating music and working with artists that uplift humanity. And, obviously from Quality Life Center, our arts program, we're hyper-focused on empowering individuals with the ability to communicate effectively, because the wealthiest individuals and the individuals who wield the most influence and power are the most effective communicators. And so that's why we really start there. So from a branding standpoint, I really look at, first of all, and this may be a little jarring, but I would say it's all about unlearning what you have learned for our youth. You really have to start to reject the external and spend a lot more time internal. And I don't mean isolating yourself in a cave somewhere. I'm talking about taking some time to unplug from social media, taking some time to unplug from the news, etc., and just tap into the divine wisdom that the universe has put inside all of us that we have gotten so far away from. We're so tapped in and plugged into everything else that we have lost touch with ourselves. And so the first brand communication I would get at is really try to tap into your own self and your own power. The other thing is stop trying to value material things. Material things are only a manifestation of who you are internally. And so when you really start as a people, you know, let's not talk about reparations, this, that, and the other. Let's talk about what we have power and control over right now, which is how do you create more value? How are you becoming more skillful so that you can be greater contribution, right? So these are the things that, you know, from a branding standpoint, first, unlearn, reject, go inward, right? And I call it breathe in, let out, and create. Breathe in, let out, and create. And we really are focused on music, art, and entertainment because we know that the youth are plugged into that. So we started putting out music, and I'm going to do a little shameless plug. My first EP drops on Friday, September 1st. It'll be on all streaming platforms. I go by the artist name Duhak, D-U-H-A-Q, Duhak. And our lyrics are all positive. Now, I'm an old school, like I tell you, I'm from Harlem, man. I grew up with Biggie, Wu-Tang Clan, Nas, you know what I'm saying? Boy, that. And so I love that music. However, when you listen to certain lyrics, especially of today, this stuff is hard, brother. I can't. I got nieces and nephews that you can't sit and listen to music with them. And that's what they're bopping to. That's what's programming their mind. And they don't really get the impact that's having on their psyche on a regular basis to be absorbing that negative energy, low frequency type stuff. So from a brand standpoint, I look at what I'm most interested in is, again, connecting that passion. Mine is music. And we're putting out music that uplifts humanity. We speak about lyrics like, when your heart and your mind are aligned with the divine, then life's gifts show up on time. It's stuff like that. So we got to bring this back. You know what I'm saying? We say things like empowered expression, full of self, incomplete control of my health and wealth. Knowledge divine nugs my inner truth. Been compounding interest from back in the youth. Like these are the types of messages that our youth need to hear. Right. And so it's got to be an alternative to this gangbang high brand stuff. Alcoholism, this gang banging, high pornography, our women are hoes type of messaging. And we've got to take some ownership. We got to start taking some ownership, which is why at the Q, we got the arts in there because these kids, you, that's the future. They're making this. And look at it like this. Our culture, and I'm not trying to bring things and create a racist thing or anything like that at all, but hip hop culture is a global culture now. Mm-hmm. And it was created and generated by a specific amount of people. This shows you the power that we have when we take control over the arts and we take control over entertainment. Now, what the gap is that when you look at the companies who are making the money,
yes,
off of our art and our entertainment, right? And now they're programming even the messaging because they own the companies that are distributing our art and our entertainment. Yes. You want to talk about the branding and the messaging we got to do? Right. Again, go in. And again, I say breathe in, let out, create. That's a track, effortless. Breathe in, let out, create. And then we've got to really tap into that unlearning where we really take a little bit more ownership. We look at community and we start to say messages, but not just talk. Right. You got to do. I was 47 years old. I've been thinking about hip hop since I was little. But my dad told me real quick, boy, you better not be no hip hop artist. Not in this household. Right. Even though it's a passion of mine, it's like I do real quick, bro. You ain't gonna be no rapper. However, as a passion and come full circle at 47, putting out an album with a higher level of consciousness.
Right.
Because I wish that I had more music like that. I used to listen to KRS-One back in the day. That brother uplifted me. He gave me mindset. I was learning from Wu-Tang Clan. I was learning from Nas. These brothers were uplifting me and inspiring me and encouraging me and giving me. But I don't really see and feel that at all from the majority of the music that's out there. So when you talk about branding and what we can do, we got to own this arts and entertainment and we got to take ownership of it. Not just produce, but we got to take ownership of the companies, the distribution, et cetera. So support your Black-owned businesses that are out there trying to uplift the humanity, trying to uplift this consciousness. And it's not about just, you know, only Black people. We're making music for the world, right? Like Bob Marley, his brother was making music for the world.
No, that is definitely a spot that we are in, that we have ascended to as far as mastery. There's no doubt about it. But I remember when hip hop really, and it was rapping when they called it, then it kind of came hip hop. I thought it was going to really, when it first came out, definitely very, very positive. I really was loving the vibe. It did start changing to more the darker side of criminality. And I thought that was just going to be a fad, but it kind of lasted for a long time. The thing about it is that it hasn't come full circle. I'm hoping it comes more full circle, because its origins were definitely in high-end poetry, talking about upliftment. Let's move That's forward. Right. Let's get better. That's right. So I like to see that come back around, because the only thing we love the great beat. Everybody loves the great beat. Hey, you want something boxy, right. no doubt. That's but you right. also want something right. that actually uplifts your mind as well, so and your spirit. So I love what you're saying. Abdul, how do we get in contact with you?
Well, you can check me out. I'm most active on social media on Instagram. And my Instagram handle is Abdul, A-B-D-U-L, underscore Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, underscore L-L for the second. So Abdul underscore Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, underscore the second. You can also go to my website, which is www.mdmventures.com, mdmventures.com. And I would love to connect with you all also on LinkedIn. So any of those ways you can connect with me, and I look forward to chopping it up with anyone and doing anything I can to support anyone who is of a higher frequency and trying to uplift the planet.
Hey, I'm glad I'm on your frequency, Abdul. This has been wonderful. I encourage your entire audience to tune into all the episodes of Follow the Brand. You can reach them at www.5starbdm. That is B for brand, D for development, infomasters.com. You're going to see a collection there of over 150 different people sharing knowledge, just like Abdul just did, to uplift the entire community of humanity. So let's continue to do that. Thank you so much for being on the Follow Brand podcast.
Thank you so much, Grant. It's been a pleasure.
You're most welcome.